Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The celebrant for this Mass is His Eminence Cardinal Maradiaga. Concelebrating are His Eminence Cardinal Bo, His Excellency Archbishop Lara Barbosa, and priests of the Basilica of the Eternal Father, Trinidade, Brazil. The worship program for this Mass can be found online at stpatrickscathedral.org/live. And as we begin our Mass, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn, number 481 in the blue hardcover St. Michael hymnal found in the pews, Come Christians, Join to Sing.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the house of the Lord in the day of the Lord. Bienvenidos a esta casa de Dios donde se les quiere tanto. El Señor los espera para compartir su palabra y el pan de vida. Somos un grupo que nos hemos reunido aquí en New York para reflexionar sobre Dios Padre y el camino que Dios quiere para que Dios mediante llegue a ser una fiesta litúrgica en toda la Iglesia Católica. So before we celebrate the Holy Mysteries, let us acknowledge our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Christe eleison,
Christe eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Pax hominibus bone voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te. Gratias agimus tibi propter maniam gloriam tuam, Domine Deus Rex Celestis, Deus Pater Omnipotens. Gloria, Gloria,
Deo,
Gloria. Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus, Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo, gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo, in excelsis Deo. Qui sedes ad dextera Patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus Dominus, tu solus Altissimus Iesu Christe, cum Sancto Spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo, gloria,
let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today back to dust and say, return, children of man, to your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, or like a watch in the night. If today you hear his voice, harden not your you sweep them away like a dream, like grass which is fresh in the morning. In the morning it sprouts and is fresh, By evening it withers and fades. If today you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. If today you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. At dawn, fill us with your merciful love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Oh, give success to the work of our hands. If today you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is of earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading in the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as a judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I should do. I should tear down my barns and build larger ones. There, I should store all my grain and other goods. And I should say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will it belong? Thus, will it be for all who share up, who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, what a joy to celebrate in St. Patrick's. It's a reference for all the Catholics in the world. And so that's why we are together this morning and celebrating with joy. First of all, I would like to thank especially Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, for his hospitality in his cathedral, and to all the organizers of our encounter, which we have in our prayers this morning. The Word of God was talking to us very clearly. First of all, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Listening? And hearts. How come? When we meditate in the spirituality of the Synod, we know that this important moment of the life of the Church tells us that it's not enough to listen than to listen with the heart. The heart has not ears, but we must listen with the heart. And that's why the Psalm 903 tells us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Your hearts. The people of today needs to listen with the heart. We listen a lot, we hear a lot of things. We hear what is going on in Ukraine and Russia, what is going in Gaza, but many times we hear with this only and not with the heart. Because when we listen with the heart, we say immediately, this has to stop, cannot continue anymore. And so our first prayer goes to people who is suffering the horrors of war and asking the Lord of peace to bring peace to our world. Then, the first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes says, wisdom, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. And how our world is focused on vanity. Vanity in the way of dressing, vanity of makeup, and trying to present every day the ladies more beautiful. It's not wrong to be beautiful, but it's not a purpose in life, because otherwise it's vanity. We even have a magazine that is called Vanity Fair. How do you like? No. The wisdom says, vanity of vanities, all things are vanities. It's necessary to build in wisdom, not in vanity. That's why many times our Lord was teaching us that our house, it means our person, our personality has to be built on rock, not in sand. Those who edify in sand are vanity and vanities. So, many people that has labored under the sun but without God and without the values, they pass their days in sorrow and grief. So, this is also vanity, the book was telling us. That is why then Saint Paul, writing to the Colossians, was telling us that we were raised with Christ beginning in our baptism. The spirituality of the synod is telling us that we must go back to our baptism where we started to be daughters and sons of God. And so, since we are building our persons and our spirituality on our baptism, there has to be taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of our Creator, in the image of our Lord. But especially in the Gospel of today, we have so many lessons that the world of today doesn't want to listen, doesn't want to hear. Greediness. To have and have and have, to accumulate. What for? The parable is very clear. The Lord was a great teacher and continues to teach us. It's not bad to have things, to have property. To be rich is not bad. The bad thing is to put salvation in those things that peril, that disappear. First of all, many times the goods are the beginning of quarrel and difficulties. We saw in the gospel this man of the crowd who said, teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. How many difficulties with inheritance? how many difficulties that many times divide families. And many families are enemies because of the material goods for a piece of land or for a house or for whatever. Material goods are not worth of life, love, and fraternity. The Lord was answering clearly, "Who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Take care to guard against all greed." And this is a message for us, for all of us. And we have to examine ourselves. And we could say, no, I'm not affected by greed. But when we go inside many times, oh yes, I would like to have more money in my account at the bank. I would like to have a better car, a luxury car. Oh, I would like to go to the Middle East or maybe to the Far East to make a beautiful tour. I would like to go in one of these beautiful ships in the Atlantic or wherever. That's not bad. The problem is to put the heart in greediness. So that's why this parable of our Lord is teaching us. This rich man was telling himself, "I do not have space to store my harvest. So I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now rest, eat, drink, be merry." That's not bad. But the problem is that he didn't want to work anymore. Only live of speculation, like many very rich people nowadays. And, of course, work produces money, not money to produce money. When that happens, it's at the cost of the money of other persons. Speculation is not a good investment. No. The people who have should invest creating posts of labor, of work to other persons. And that is the social doctrine of the church. But what was the answer of God? Fool! He was not wise. He was in vanity. The Lord told him, "Fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and all the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Many times it happens to people that is only accumulating, and not making good with the wrong resources, that someday they'll die, and they will present to the Lord with empty hands. Fool, vanity, greediness. Our Lord is teaching us, and we are decided to put in practice the gospel, to put everything in order. The goods of this earth are good, but in relation, especially with fraternity and mutual love. Y por favor, quiero decir una palabra a las hermanas y hermanos que hablan español. Este evangelio nos enseña que tenemos que poner en orden nuestra vida y nuestras cosas. Las cosas materiales son buenas, sirven, pero deben servir no para divinizarlas, no para hacer un Dios de la riqueza o de la vanidad. No, sirven para hacer el bien, para ayudarnos unos a otros, para servir. El Papa Francisco nos decía, el poder no es malo, pero el poder es para servir, no para servirse de él. Entonces, en primer lugar, lo que nos dijo el Salmo, escuchar, pero no simplemente oír, sino escuchar y escuchar con el corazón. Para el que escucha con el corazón sabe que no puede permanecer indiferente ante las necesidades del prójimo, ante el sufrimiento de los demás. Es necesario saber que si Dios nos dio algo es para servir y para amar. Queridos hermanos, esta semana y hoy concluyendo, el Papa León XIV estuvo reunido con jóvenes de todo el mundo en el jubileo de los jóvenes. También ayudemos a los jóvenes que no sean educados en la vanidad ni en la codicia de apetecer muchas cosas. Lo más importante es formarse como personas, personas humanas de calidad para servir y para amar. Dear brothers and sisters, we ask our good Lord to bless us and to put in practice these readings and this holy gospel of today. Amen. And now let's make our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit, he was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen. And now we present our petitions to our Heavenly Father.
For Pope Leo XIV, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That devotion to Jesus, present in the most blessed sacrament, may increase in our parishes. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For police officer Didarul Islam and the other victims of the shooting on Tuesday, and for their families and their colleagues, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. In a moment of prayer in silence, let us present our personal intentions to our God. For all our intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God our Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father, one Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please join in singing our offertory hymn, number 578 in the hymnal, number 578, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
Sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of his spiritual sacrifice,
Make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so, with all the angels, we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to his setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely on your unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, Timothy Dolan, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed, O brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all this that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by his divine teaching, we dared to sing.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Muita paz, muita paz.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing the communion hymn found in the online program, I Am the Bread of Life. Son of God, who We invite you to turn then to hymn number 655 in the hymnal. Number 655, O Food of Exiles Lowly.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace to worship the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please join in singing our recessional hymn, number 612 in the hymnal. Number 612, Let All Things Now Living.
Till shadows